We also have news of a trend in pets. Just as people walk their dogs, some people have been walking their cats. NPR's Chloe Veltman sinks her claws into this story.
On a sunny afternoon in San Francisco, Jennifer Privet is out for a stroll with her very large, very fluffy, blue-eyed Himalayan, Jean-Claude.
Oftentimes people say Jean-Claude, like C-L-A-W-E-D. No. Jean-Claude.
With his luxurious cream-coloured coat and chocolate face, tail and paws, Jean-Claude would turn heads even if he weren't sauntering along the streets of San Francisco on a leash.
People all the time are stopping to talk to us.
Many passers-by smile when they see the cat, but some are confused.
This kitty looks lost.
Oh, he's not lost. He's
Privet says she and Jean-Claude have been hitting the streets together for around 10 years, since he was three.
I think it kind of just happened naturally, because I mostly have lived in apartments and he wants to go outside, but I didn't feel comfortable just like letting him, you know, out anytime.
Cats can get hurt outside, but it's also estimated that cats kill over 1 billion birds each year in the US. So Privet keeps Jean-Claude on a leash, though they don't usually roam far.
Because the hills, he gets tired, you know, it's so steep.
But they do get around. The cat accompanies his mistress to the dry cleaner on the corner, a nearby pizzeria, and several coffee shops.
If I ever go there without him on the weekends, they ask, like, where's Jean-Claude today?
The indoor lifestyle is safer, but it's pretty monotonous.
Grace Carter is a cat veterinarian. She says a walk on a leash can alleviate the tedium while also providing a measure of security.
I think for the right cat, it can certainly create environmental enrichment, get them some more exercise, and things like that.
But Carter says it's not for everyone.
Some cats are just too stressed for it. Some never adapt to the harness and leash.
On their afternoon stroll, Privet and Jean-Claude head for a quiet alley, away from noisy traffic and potentially unfriendly dogs. Eventually, though, a breeze picks up.
He's a long-haired cat and it's just like, oh no, the wind is messing up my hair.
It's time to head home. For treats.
Yeah, you want some snackies?
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy.
And a well-deserved nap.
You're such a good boy, Jean-Claude.
Chloe Veltman, NPR News.